chess boxing, thinking, and fighting. The only sport that challenges the full scale of human capacity. Live from the Platoon Kunsthalle in Berlin on meinsportradio.com.
The second fight is in the middleweight division, ranging from 70 to 80 kilos. It's two true rookies, Luis Niedermayer and Daniel Solovyov. Both are 19 years old, and we're gonna see what happens. The one who keeps his cool the best will probably win this fight.
Yeah, and so we're back with Daniel Diedrich, and he's just going to talk a bit more. So Daniel Diedrich he wrote the rules. So let's just go back over some of the basics of how the rules work.
Okay, very short summary. There's two people sitting down for a chess game. Each has 9 minutes of time on their chess clock. And the chess game is interrupted every 3 minutes for a round of boxing. And the bout is over if either loses on the board or in the ring.
Mm-hmm. And just one quick question before we're getting really close here to the second round. But one quick question is, has it ever happened that the person playing black has won because it got that far along?
No.
Okay.
To explain this question, there is a rule that if all things are equal, if the chess game ends in a draw, usually the fight is decided on the boxing points. Now, boxing points can also be a tie, of course. So in that case, the rule book says the fighter with the black pieces in the chess game wins. But that rule has, so far to my knowledge, never been applied because draws in the chess game in blitz chess are quite rare. You don't get a lot of. It's one of the most trickiest questions in the rules. How do you define a draw? There's rules for that in normal chess. There's rules for that in speed chess. But we need still different sets of rules for chess boxing because of peculiarities of chess boxing. And that was one of the biggest talking points when we drafted the rules. How do we define a draw? But it does still happen very rarely. So, to my knowledge, we've never had that case at all.
Yeah, nice. That would be quite the unusual setup to have that actually happen in a round. So we are almost on here to the middleweight fight. It's the second fight of the night, and it's the rookies fight. So we have a 19-year-old and a 20-year-old, and we are just about to get going here, introducing the second fight of the night.
Are you ready for the second fight of tonight? Are you ready? Okay. Der zweite Kampf heute Abend ist ein Kampf zwischen wieder zwei Rookies, the true Rookies, zwischen zwei Junioren, die beide fast noch jung sind oder eben ganz junge Männer. Und hier zum ersten Mal in diesen Schachboxring steigen werden heute Abend. In the white corner, he's 19 years old and still a scholar. All the way from Moscow, Russia, Daniil Solovyov!
Стерник звездам, через радость и слезы мы проложим дорогу, и за все слава Богу, и останутся в песнях наши лучшие годы, и останется в сердце этот ветер свободы. Головы вверх, куда поднять?
Даниил wiegt 77 kilos, 75 kilos. Und in seiner Ecke wieder sein Trainer Marat Shakhmanov. Und nun für den Berliner Chess Boxing Club ein hoffnungsvolles, junges Talent. Erst 18 Jahre alt und auch noch nicht mit der Schule fertig. All the way from Berlin Mitte, Luis Niedermeyer. Wiegt 70 Kilo und in seiner Ecke, in der schwarzen Ecke, der berühmte Trainer Kalle Kalinowski. Die Berliner Ecke mit dem 1:0 im Rücken. Es steht also 1:0 für Berlin im Städtevergleichskampf mit dem Moskau Schachboxclub. Ladies and gentlemen, men will fight, kings will fall. By the end of the night, one will stand before all.
All right, we are bringing the chessboard out here on the second fight of the night. This is the middleweights, and we have a 18-year-old from Berlin and a Jens Niedermeyer and a 20-year-old from Moscow, Daniil Soloviev. And they're both rookies. This is their first fight. So let's see how it is. They are sitting down. They're putting the headphones on. And the chess board is ready. Second fight of the night. Let's...
So we have Luis Niedermeyer, 19-year-old, against Daniil Soloviev, who is 20.
Okay. Ring frei. Erste Runde Schach.
Okay, we got a classic
King. Und auch in dieser Partie haben wir es wieder.
A classic Kingside opening.
Weiß, Berlin schwarz, Daniil Soloviev mit den weißen Steinen, Luis Niedermeyer mit den schwarzen Steinen. Und mal gucken, was Daniil Soloviev.
Check. Yep. Okay, so we have a classic kingside opening. Looks like two knights opening on the white side, and it's definitely, the board is opening up very quickly here. We've got three of four knights out and a bishop out on the black side, and Daniil is going for it here. He's taking his pawn out into the center four, and Luis has responded by taking that pawn, and the center board is a very interesting place right now. We've got a queen moved out on the on Luis's side, and Daniil is thinking now. He's taking his time with this move. It's an interesting moment. He has two pieces in the center four there, that crucial center four squares. And he's just going aggressive here. He's moved his knight up into that center, and it's an interesting moment. Luis has actually moved his queen away instead of taking it with his knight. And it is a crowded middle board right now. Luis has put some pressure on the middle here, and the response has been defense with a pawn and a castle. So the white, Daniil is playing white, and he has castled. And the knight is coming out on the black side. So we have all four knights out now, with two of them right in the middle of the board. And it looks like Daniil is playing a very aggressive game here. He has some pieces out, and he's going for it. And it doesn't look overextended yet, and we'll see how that goes. It seems like Luis is playing a very defensive game. So Daniil has now taken the knight. This is going to look like an exchange, and it just brings a pawn out of position on the black side, on Luis's side. So it's actually quite an interesting board. Daniil has three pieces in the center, and Luis is playing much more defensive. It looks like he has some pieces sort of stacked up on the defensive position here. But he has not castled, so he could if he wanted to. But and once again, Daniil is playing a very aggressive game. He's moved a pawn up and pressed the bishop to make a move, and it looks like that may have backfired on him with another piece exchange. And white is now looking solidly out of position. He has three pawns and a bishop in a row on the four line, so right through the middle there. And it's an open question, really, but Daniil may get taken aback by his aggressiveness. He's really gotten quite aggressive there, and may have overextended himself a little bit. It's an open question. So they're both, the rookies are now getting ready for their first round and getting their gloves on.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about this guy. So we have 20-year-old Daniil Solovyov. He's a student in the Moscow State University. He studies civil engineering. And we have Luis Niedermayer, who is from Berlin. I actually got to talk to him before the game. He's ready to win, and he's super pumped to be in this match. His father is in the audience, and he's doing it all for his father.
Nice. Say that again. Which one has his father in the audience? Nice. So he's the hometown guy there. And what is he? He's 18. Is
19.
That right? Mm-hmm. And here we go. They're going for it. It's the first chess round is over, and the first boxing match is now underway. And the first round of the second match is underway, and they're giving it a go. They're both pretty tall guys, and with some serious reach to the arms. And it's looking solid here. They're defensive, but giving it a shot with some punches, but also just sort of testing the other one out. And just gave a couple of swings. And
Daniil Solovyov is taking it on.
They're just, ooh, and it looks like Daniil took a solid hit, and he's now got Luis up against the ropes, and he's given him a real good whacking. But Luis had some good defense there. He got his hands up and blocked a lot of it, but there were definitely a few little quick shots to the head. And
I'll tell you, they're both pretty tall guys.
Absolutely,
they're basically equal height and equal body type. So.
Ooh, and it looks like
Luis just fell on the floor.
And Luis took a solid shot there, and the crowd is cheering for him getting up. And that was a legitimate knock. He really got a good hit to the head. And they're both in the corners now, and the referee is just making sure that he's really taking a moment, making sure that he's back up on his feet. And they're tapping gloves here, and they are going back at it. And the hometown boy definitely got a good knock there right at the beginning. And Daniil is wasting no time, really just going for it and really gave him another good knock there. And he's looking a little shaky on his feet. It's an open question whether or not he's going to make it through this round. He's he's leaning back against the ropes hard, and the hometown boy is in his rookie fight. He's looking a little tired already. I think it's over. I think that's it. He's not able to.
He's resigning from the fight.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think the fight is over. It was just too much. He took a few really solid hits there. That's what sometimes happens when you're a rookie. You know, you come out and you don't really know what to expect. And you get a couple of good knocks, and you say it kind of hurts getting punched in the face. And it's not so easy to stick with it. He's a young guy, and he'll have more fights, but he's getting checked now. He may have been smart to call it there. I think he at a certain point you just got to say it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So he.
Wow, that's the end.
That was it. Yeah, he called it.
Wow. That was quick.
Dani Soloviev.
There we go. Yeah. One round of boxing, and hometown favorite just wasn't able to make it last. That's a tough rookie bout there. He's going to go back to the training grounds and have some things to work on. He took a couple of good shots there, and that's all it really takes.
Do you think that Daniel is perhaps disappointed that he didn't get to finish all 11 rounds? How would you feel if you actually had to stop after the first one? I mean, I'm sure he's pretty excited to win, but do you think as a rookie, it's his first fight, did he want to fight to the end?
Probably, yeah. I mean, you want it to be, no matter what, you want it to be a good match. And in our first match with the lightweights, that they were very well matched, and it seems like this one. Sometimes, you know, when you're rookies, it's just you're not it's not quite there. And there's a cheer now for the for our Berlin boy. And Ipa Rubing has stepped into the ring here.
Ich habe einen Demonstrationskampf gemacht und ich habe eine Ansage gemacht, dass ich gerne 1% der Firma kämpfen möchte. Also I'm going to do this in English so you all understand it. I've been here like 2 times and I announced the fight. Basically, I'm challenging every professional investor to fight against me over 11 rounds, over 1% of my company. I already see one jumping, but they all jump and then they don't bite and they don't sign the contract. It's 40,000 euros. We're going to put it next to the ring. It's you against me, alternating rounds of chess and boxing. Do we have a deal? Saturday, 17th of June, do you have any plans? Yeah, you're going to train a lot, I know. But maybe this guy is signing the deal, but probably not, but we'll see. So, now the problem is, I want to fight over 1% of my company. It's called Blood and Sweat Equity. The problem is nobody wants to fight me. And as you all know, we have an equity crowdfunding campaign coming up on the 17th of May. We're going to launch this, and everybody can become an investor for as little as 10 euros. But this fight is extremely important, because when we do this fight, we're going to reach like 20 million people through the media. And if only 0.05% of these people are going to invest, I've got, can somebody calculate very fast, approximately 10,000 investors. Which will boost this sport, because this is only amateur, we also do the world championships. So I came up with a solution, because I'm a creative person. Can I see the slide? Chris? Can I see the slide? Because if I can't see the slide, I'm going to have to tell you. I've got a guy from New York. He's a trader, a banker, and he's doing commodities. He's did 5 chess boxing fights. His name is Sean Mooney. He's 31. He summited the Mount Everest, and I went on top of the Mont Blanc. So he went 4,000 meters higher. He's extremely fit. It's going to be extremely difficult in the boxing, but my chess is a little bit better. And I created this sport. So I'm going to win this fight, get the 40,000 euros, put it on the bank account. And I hope you all come coming to see this fight. The only problem is, he's a banker, but he doesn't have 40,000 euros. So for all the investors out there who want to put a bet against the entrepreneur, it's investor against entrepreneur, you put the money against my opponent. If he wins, you get the 1% for free. So anybody who has 40,000 euros in his pocket and is in for a challenge, challenge me and put your money on Sean Mooney from New York, and we're going to do this fight on the 13th of June. Okay, enjoy, take a drink. Last fight is coming up. Thank you very much. Ah, there he is. That's Sean Mooney. And he's 10 years younger. He's extremely fit. It's going to be a hell of a fight. But I designed the sport. I know every trick there is. But still, you can put your money on him, and you should, because it's a lot of fun. Thank you very much. Enjoy the last fight.
Okay, das war Ibe Rubik mit seinem interessanten Angebot. Und wir machen jetzt nochmal 15 Minuten Pause, bis es den letzten Kampf gibt. Wir haben jetzt 22:21, also 10:45, wieder hier.
Yeah, and that's the announcer saying that we have about 15 minutes until the third match. So, what'd you think of the? So we have a new announcer here. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
So I'm Sven. Thanks for inviting me to comment a bit on the chess boxing fights tonight. So I was the former organizing the chess boxing club in Berlin for the last 2 years, and did a fight for myself. And it's quite amazing to see the young guys stepping into the ring for the first fight. I mean, the first fight of this evening was amazing. Really, two guys never did it before, just getting into the ring, having amazing rounds of boxing, raising amazing rounds of fighting. And the second fight, that can sometimes happen. I mean, if you go to your first fight, you're nervous. I can remember as I was when I was the first time into the ring, you're nervous like hell. You're just thinking, okay, I want to go away. I don't want to lose on the chessboard. I don't want to get knocked out. And sometimes if you lose your confidence in yourself, you get some hard hits, then sometimes the brain is playing, your own brain is playing tricks on yourself, and then you lose your confidence, as I said, and then it's better to quit then.
Absolutely,
for healthy reasons, it's better. Because if you're not confident anymore and you're just fearing the next hard punch, then it's better to quit, actually.
Yeah, that was a tough one. It's like you see the rookies come out, and he took a couple of really hard hits. That was. I guess it's just part of the deal sometimes.
That's part of the deal. The thing is, you don't feel the pain. So if you're inside the ring and you get some hard hits, as long as they're not body shots, they're hurt like hell. Really, I can tell you, it's really like I've never had any pains like these before when I received a body shot. But if you got knocks on your head, you don't feel the pain, actually. It's more you lose your confidence, you lose your concentration, you're a bit like you're a bit shaky and stuff like this, and then it's, as I said, it's better to quit then, because for healthy reasons it's still a fighting sport.
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting because it looked like Daniil really came out aggressive in the chess side too. He came out swinging on both.
He was very aggressive on the chessboard. I thought like Lewis could do something good on the chessboard in the first couple of moves he did, but then like it was like everybody was attacking very aggressive on the chessboard. And what I liked about like Lewis, he was in the boxing ring. He wanted to attack. You saw it in the first second. He just wanted to go after him. But the Russian guy, he stayed very confident. Just stepped back and tried to looking for his chance to hit Lewis. So he was quite good. He was quite good at boxing as well and at playing chess. He did some mistakes at the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then he turned it around and started to being very aggressive on the chessboard.
Yeah, it seemed like he was aggressive, and it was interesting. I thought Lewis sort of had the advantage, but he backed down at a crucial moment.
Sure, sure.
And it was an interesting. It felt like on both sides there was just a little bit more head game going on.
It is. That's totally what it is. It's a psychological game. As I can tell you, if you're sitting, I mean, there, but Lewis is what, 18 years old. You're in here. How many people are in here today? Like 300, 350. I don't know. The crowd is yelling, and you're just thinking, "Come on, I will not." I will not lose on the chessboard. Then your mind is playing tricks on yourself, and it's such a big difference if you play chess in a training, if you play on with an app or whatever, or if you're sitting in a ring and just waiting for the next boxing round. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that. So what did you think of the first round? Or, I mean, the first match.
The first match was actually amazing. So the Russian guy was super aggressive. He just came out and wanted to do it in the first 10 seconds. And Tomas, really, I was so happy that he stayed confident. He stepped back as well. He received some wild shots from the Russian guy. But he always, I thought he could work a little bit more with his jab. He was more like that counterboxing style, always waiting till the Russian guy did something crazy, some crazy swings and haymakers, whatever. But he stayed confident, calm, stepped back, and was looking for his chance. He knew he was much in a very confident position on the chessboard. So amazing. I mean, he actually hit him like two or three times pretty hard, and he got like the referee in the ring counted him like two or three times, I guess.
Yeah, it was. When the first match started, the lightweights, I for just a moment I thought it might end like this one had. It was like Igor really came out swinging, really aggressive.
It looked like a pub fight at the beginning. I thought it was going to be a pub fight.
Yeah,
but,
totally.
But I can tell you, it's like that was the same in my first fight. I was two days before the fight. I was only thinking movies going on or scenes going on in my head about okay, this guy will knock you out, and I was just only thinking about the boxing. And the night before the fight, I was only thinking about the chess play, because I thought, okay, losing on the chessboard is much more embarrassing than losing in the ring.
Yeah.
And the day when the fight happened, actually, it was the whole day I was listening only to quiet music, only to like Sebastian Bach's like Air and stuff like this, really to calm down. Because everybody told me, if the clock goes and you start your first round of boxing, you have to stay confident and quiet and just take a look what your opponent is doing. And the second when the bell was ringing, I was just like going crazy. Going forward, wild swings. It's so hard. It's so hard to stay confident, to do the stuff like your trainer's always yelling on you. Come on, like 1-2, easy ones. Don't stop with that swinging stuff. But as I tell you, it's that hard, because you're so full of adrenaline. It's so I'm doing team sports for a very long time. So for 30 years, I'm playing handball, and if you play handball, it's always you can rely on your teammates if you have a bad day. So someone will bring you out of the bed, and it's fine. But if you're in a boxing ring and you just look into your opponent's eyes, and you know it's only you in there, and you can bring you out of the bed, and it's really crazy.
Yeah,
I can only recommend for everybody, just start boxing. It's a nice workout, and it's pretty good for decision making in your business life.
Yeah, I had this feeling like if Luis just had it was like he almost could have just sort of, if he had pushed through that initial aggression, he could have he might have been able to sort of stick through it.
In the second fight, so Luis.
Yeah. It was a tough one.
It was a tough one. So the Russian guy looked very, as I said, very confident. He was, you saw that he boxed before, and he was really looking for his chance and for the gap in Luis' defense. So yeah, he was better on both, to be honest.
Yeah.
So
what about you? Do you feel stronger in the chess side or the boxing side?
I'm stronger at the boxing side, to be honest.
So how do you play it? Do you just sort of try to play a little more defensively on the chess side?
No, it depends. So what color I'm playing. If I play white, I'm very, very aggressive. And if I have to play with black, I'm playing very defensively. So it's always that's the beauty of the sport. You have to see if you can win on the chessboard or on the boxing ring. If I knew there's a chance for me to win in the boxing ring, then I'm playing very, very slow. Just try to make no mistakes, don't lose any major figures, and if I knew, okay, I cannot win in the boxing right, then in the boxing ring, then you have to push forward on the chessboard. So that's the beauty of the game. But that comes over time. You will not have that kind of idea when you start with chess boxing. So it takes a little bit of time to know what you're doing. So in the first fight, it's always about, okay, I'm here, that's a huge crowd yelling on me, I have to do something. It's hard for me to explain it any better, but that's how it is. It's like, and the good thing is, after, even if you lose a fight, after the fight, you're smiling constantly for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Because it's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, you get up there, you do it, you give it your best.
That's the thing. And it's something what the society don't want of you. You always have to be smart and charming, and never, you don't fight usually. If you have a normal life, you don't fight each other. And always everybody's telling you, yeah, we don't fight, it's not nice to be aggressive and stuff like this. And here, it's a sport, but it's still aggressive. You feel alive. It's the only way how I can describe it. It's
It's a really cool atmosphere here too at Platoon.
What about
Kunsthalle.
You? You can. You ever thought about starting chess boxing?
Well, yeah. I mean, I went to the gym and gave it a shot. I did a little workout, and I worked out with Sven. I got in the ring just to sort of like get a feel for what it would be like, and I mean, it was my first time like trying boxing, and I had no ability to like, I had no defense. And yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it's great. Like, the punches are fast. It's really fast. And especially if you're, from a very beginner point of view, if you're going against someone who knows punch combinations, even two or three punches,
crazy.
There's just, it's very difficult to play.
But the thing is, actually, that's the same for everybody. Beginning, you think it's crazy. I cannot defend myself. But then when you start training and you know how to defend yourself, actually, it's quite hard to hit someone even directly on the nose or on the face.
It's really
quite hard, and it gives you a lot of confidence if you know how to defend yourself. And as I said, it's quite hard to hit someone.
I did love the. I mean, it's a hell of a workout.
It is. Yeah.
It's an amazing workout. It felt great to get in there, and like my shoulders were so sore for a while, and it was nice. It's a good feel.
What is the English word for muscle kater? I don't know. When you have pain in the muscles, what is the English
just
word?
Just sore. Just sore.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like muscle kater. Muscle kater is a good German word for sure.
Yeah. It is. And it's as I said, everybody's invited to come when they're around in Berlin to the chess boxing club in Berlin. So we are open for everybody. Everybody come around and see how it feels to do boxing training. It's open every day from 8 till 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite nice. It's a nice story of the evening that we have like every day we have 4 or 5 refugees from Iran just training with us in the boxing club.
Yeah, and that's the third fight here, right?
The third
is
fight,
one of those.
Actually, yes, yes.
That's awesome.
It is.
So do you know him?
Yeah, we train together like any other day, and he has a big heart, man. He's a really, I mean, he's not doing it for a long time, but he has a big heart. The Russian guy, I saw him before 2 times. He's a very good boxer. He's even better on the chessboard, I guess.
Hmm.
So, but someone a bigger heart can win. So I hope for him, but it will be a tough. It will really, really be a tough fight. And I love his attitude. He decided to do this fight tonight. Since the time he decided to do it, he's just smiling the whole time. I don't know why he's doing it, but he's doing it. So
awesome! That's great. That's
really
cool.
Great. And as I said, they come every evening to train with us, and they are very ambitious.
So how often do you train?
Oh, I travel a lot. I have to work a little bit. So I try to go to the training like 2 or 3 times a week.
Yep.
So for me, it's like the perfect combination. So normally I work in the office in front of a computer or traveling around a lot. And so going to the boxing training, it's for me the only possibility to stop thinking about the job and things like this. So I love going to the workout.
Yeah, it has a good feel down there for sure. It's a the gym is feels very old school.
It is actually it's from the former like DDR from the Eastern Germany. So all the weights and stuff like this, they are pretty old. They look almost like they're coming right out of a comic book. It's like it's hard to explain, but it's a nice it's a bit smelly in there, but
yeah,
I think that's the way it has to be.
Yeah, it's part of the deal, right?
It's part of the deal. Yeah,
yeah. You got a bunch of guys.
The restrooms are not that nice, to be honest. So if you come around, just bring your flip flops with you. I won't recommend. But come on, as I said, it's part of the deal, and we are so happy. So it's owned by a very old boxing club in Berlin, and they invited us, and we don't have to pay that much. So if you come there every night, you only have to pay €25 a month to do five days a week a workout with a trainer. That's a quite nice deal.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
So what do you think about this last fight? Do you think it's going to be a quick one or another?
Hard to tell, really. It will not be something like a very technical match. It will be much more like a lot of emotions. It's hard to say, actually. So it could be a very quick match. So the Russian guy, as I said, he's very, very, very good on the chessboard.
Mm.
And I told our fighter he has to play very slow on the chessboard. If he's too fast on the chessboard, he will lose within the first 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
So we saw that before some fights. When someone is too aggressive on the chessboard, it's not that confident, you can lose in the first round of playing chess, which is a bit embarrassing because
you were training the
whole time for boxing and you haven't even started a round of boxing, which plays tricks on your mind as well after the fight. But yeah, it will be an emotional fight. So the Russian guy is a bit more like calm, and the guy from Iran, he's, as I said, he has a lot of heart. He will be, I guess he will be very, very, very aggressive. I hope he will not run into something.
Absolutely, yeah. And that sounds like the bell for the third round. And we're going to have Ipa introduce the third round here.
Cool, perfect.
Chess boxing, thinking and fighting. The only sport that challenges the full scale of human capacity. Live from the Platoon Kunsthalle in Berlin on meinsportradio.com.